until the last 2,000 years or so. In some areas, a little early. Ancient North America was a palimpsest of different hunter-gatherer societies. All of them descended from, ultimately, the first Paleo-Indian settlement. They developed within the crucible of the Americas in isolation, with no contacts except, of course, across the Bering Strait in northern latitudes with any society developing elsewhere. These societies were anchored to especially food-rich areas. But if there is one word that describes what happened between the extinction of the megafauna and the arrival of farming in the last 3,000 years, it is one word, diversity. Yes, there are many commonalities between these hunter-gatherer societies, whether they are in the high Arctic, in the birch forests of Canada, by the Great Lakes, on the Great Plains, in the desert west, by the coast, in the eastern woodlands, or wherever. Commonalities of a powerful spiritual relationship with the environment, simple effective technologies involving spear points and spear throwers, differing degrees of reliance on wild plant foods or game or fish. But what you've got is a much greater diversity of culture and a greater specialization in different activities. For example, the people of Southern California paid a great deal of attention to fishing inshore and much later offshore, as did the people of the Pacific Northwest, who relied very heavily on salmon runs. In the desert, seeds were all important. In the Midwest, migrating waterfowl, freshwater fish, and deer in the winter were the primary sources of subsistence. In the eastern woodlands, again, shells and fish were important in estuaries. Plant foods were of great significance elsewhere, especially the fall nut harvests. But whatever this diversity of environment and diversity of more specialized, intensive economy, and remember, as populations rose, people developed specialized toolkits and increasingly focused on the extensive exploitation of one or two foods, you are dealing with societies which shared a number of trends. A move towards greater sedentism, more permanent occupation, more circumscribed territories, more elaborate social organization, more elaborate technology, much of it specialized, and much more complex ritual lives. All of these things pre-adapted Native American society to the greatest innovation of all, that of the cultivation of maize and beans, which came about in the last 3,000 years. And that we will discuss in a later lecture. In this lecture, we've analyzed the plains hunting cultures which survived from Paleo-Indian times into the historic period. We've shown how later hunter-gatherers in the eastern woodlands adapted to all kinds of environmental changes as they did in the West. And we've shown how increasingly elaborate societies developed in food-rich environments throughout North America. Lastly, we pointed out that increasingly sophisticated spiritual beliefs played an important part in ancient Native American society. This finishes the first 12 lectures of the prehistory of humankind. In the next 12, we talk about a major turning point in human history when people began to cultivate the soil, domesticate animals, and produce their own food.